T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Into the end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown!
And he's got it! At the 10-yard line!
Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! The Bills win it in overtime!
One Bills Live. Yeah, we got a show today. We don't have one next week, Monday or Tuesday. I won't be here next Friday, but we got a show today. That's right. 3 hours of radio programming, right?
Pulling the ripcord.
Here's the thing. We're not going to be here Monday and Tuesday. And Steve, I am here to propose, and actually I'm going to demand this. When we return next Wednesday, there is no more whining about the loss to the Houston Texans. It's gone on too long as it is. We can't whine anymore about it and have it mean anything at all. It was a terrible loss. It was awful. Get it out of your system today, Steve, because today, by my decree, today is the last. My decrees are serious. Today is the last day we can whine about losing to the Houston Texans in the wild card round. It's 2 weeks ago now. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks since that loss.
Expressing regret doesn't necessarily mean whining, although we have been, it's been hard to let go of for everybody.
Yes. Oh, it's not just you that I'm talking to.
Oh, I know.
It's all of you. It's listeners. No more calling up saying, you know, I wish they would have.
The AFC Championship should be in Buffalo this week. Yeah. Let's just pump the brake. All right. Yeah, I get you. All right. It's time to.
No more whining.
Time to move on from the missed opportunity that was the postseason.
It was.
In 2019.
You can talk about the game. I'm not saying that. You can reference plays from the game. You can talk about what you might have done differently, what you wish had done differently, but just not whining, just not saying, oh, if they would have done this, then they would have won, and then they would have gone. We know that. We feel that. I know what you mean. I feel the same way, but we've been talking about it for 2 weeks. It's driving me crazy. We have fixated on that loss now for 2 straight weeks, and when we come back on Wednesday, we're off Monday and Tuesday, that's right. Mrs. Reveille, we are not here next Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
When we come back on Wednesday, no more whining about that game. Deal? Is it a deal?
That's fine.
Okay. That's all. That's all I wanted to say today to get us started.
All right. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready. Hey, the weekend's coming.
Yeah. Some,
the championship weekend. Then we'll start in on the Super Bowl windup. And,
yeah.
And there we go. And we got, there's lots of stuff going on.
There's enough stuff going on.
Yeah. The baseball stuff and the championship games and the history of it. And, you get to the 100th year of the league, there's a ton of cool stuff that's being floated around about all-time this and all-time that.
Yep.
And there's a couple of things that are happening in this postseason that are rare, particularly because of the Titans and what Derrick Henry is doing and what, by proxy, Ryan Tannehill is not doing, So a lot of that stuff going on about statistics and anomalies and who's playing, they haven't thrown for this many yards. They've run for so many yards. Derrick Henry's playing really well. We haven't seen anybody like him since maybe the run that Terrell Davis put together with the Denver Broncos when they won it with John Elway in the late 90s. So a lot of cool stuff going on in football. And actually, Maddie's coming in. Maddie Glab's coming in. She's got a test. She's got a did you know or guess that. What is it called? What are we going to call this thing with Maddie coming up? Guess that stat?
Guess that stat. Yeah, it's coming up.
All right.
By the way, the NFL, this is among the things going on. This is totally off topic, but I think we need to do this show next week. The NFL is going to announce the 8 greatest moments in the 100 years of NFL history. It's a fan vote going on. I do think some point next week probably we should do the great moments in Bills history, like let people vote. What are the best moment in Bills history, right? We can do that as a Twitter poll next week. Don't you agree? I mean, it's the Bills' 68th anniversary, the NFL's 100th anniversary, the league's doing it. Let's make it a Bills thing, too. Greatest moment in Bills' history. Not today,
I don't know, but someday next week.
What do you say? Deal?
All mine.
Deal?
Yeah, sure. All mine are kind of, yeah.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if I know enough history.
You'd refer to what you know.
Yeah. And how many are we going to do? Like 4 or 5 or 10 or just open it up?
I don't know. We'll think through that. I do think because the league's doing it, they've got 8 greatest moments. They're advancing to a third round of a fan vote. They're going to come up with one. Maybe we should boil it down to one for the Bills. The greatest moment in the 60 years of the Buffalo Bills.
Pretty Come cool. on.
Yeah.
There's a sponsorship opportunity there. Give us a call if you want a sponsor.
I'm all about it. We'll get the crew out back. They'll put it together. We've got all that video. You
know, yeah. So. Yeah. Let's use video.
Right.
And anything's open. 1960s teams, obviously. O.J. Simpson's years, obviously. Great moments in franchise history. The 1980 team won the AFC East, went to the playoffs.
Breaking the drought, that moment in that locker room.
Yep,
that was when all Bills moment. Nation did it, went through it together at the same moment it was recorded. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All the scenes of them around the country of Bills bars and the concourse in Miami and the locker room of the team.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You're warming to this idea.
I've said that for me, because, and not for nothing, but because of the way it was recorded and what it meant and the fact that it really galvanized something special about Buffalo with what happened with Andy Dalton and his charitable foundation in the weeks that followed that, what it meant to Buffalo. And I think, and it's one of the things I've always said, or lately we've noticed, and that I've kind of pointed out, about what Bills fans and how they're unique. And I think one of the things is that Bills fans, wherever they are out and about, they seem to have an affection for each other as well as the team, you know? So you see, Cowboy fans and these guys, you know, that. But Bills fans kind of seem together themselves, you know, like, you know, they reach out to each other and they chant that tune in an airport and they get answered, you know, by Bills fans. So they seem to be more of a crew, of a fan base that's in it together. And I think that moment in that Miami when they broke the drought and they backed into the playoffs sideways, right, and got in, and what it meant to the fan base and how you saw the team react, that was one of the great moments ever. I just because so many people in the fan base and the organization, they all experienced it right at the exact same moment. That's pretty special.
Yeah. That would be one. Can I offer another one? We're not going to talk about this today. Great moments in franchise history. That's one of them. Bills end the drought. You know what else is one, I think? The day after Super Bowl 25, Scott Norwood called to the podium in front of City Hall. You know, Scotty, you know, Norwood's up there, tears in his eyes.
And they loved him.
It was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable moment.
That's another thing that says something about our fan base. Remember when they were like, you know, we think about it, kicker misses a kick and he's, you know, they're hanging him in effigy in, you know, Philly. But in Buffalo, they're, you know, kind of giving him a hug.
Yeah.
Yes, you're
sorry,
right.
We'll do that. We'll do that in next week,
put
probably.
Put that on a back burner. Start thinking about that.
Because we want to do it right.
Our regular listeners need to think about that and get back. I know some people kind of chime in once in a while, but if you're listening and you do it all the time, start thinking about it. We'll put it up there.
Greatest moment in Bills history. They're doing it league-wide. Why not do it for the Bills? All right, here's something we should talk about. The baseball, the Houston Astros. I got an early morning text from my partner here about the Houston Astros. The Astros' illegal use of technology furthered speculation that the team's players went a step further and maybe wore concealed devices, buzzers on their body, taped to their body that notified them of certain pitches. Major League Baseball responded saying today it explored wearable devices during the investigation. The Astros found no evidence to substantiate that. A major league official said the inquiry into wearable devices included the playoffs this past year. This thing's getting bigger, Steve. A couple of things. You and I were arguing about it in the last hour or so. I know it's serious. I think it is serious. I think it's. I don't think we've. I think they've just scratched the tip of the iceberg here as to how many teams were involved. The Astros got caught in 2017. Apparently, they stopped it in 2018, and no evidence that they used it in winning the World Series this past fall. But it's the fact – I saw a proposal today. Somebody – I think it was ESPN.com – had a list of various baseball writers. One of them, and I think it was Verducci – is it Tom Verducci?
Yeah,
Frank
so.
Was the co-chair, his brother. Tom Verducci suggested if you eliminate the use of the technology in-game, live game, you could solve this problem. Only this problem. Now, there are other problems coming down the pike. Look at – people have been stealing signs for years, but now the problem with this Astros thing is that they use the technology. They use the replay. They put a monitor outside the clubhouse in the Minute Maid Park so that they could access it and have somebody bang. It's amazing to me. They use technology, and then they wind up, here's the alert system, bang, 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 with a bat and a garbage can. Whatever. I mean, it's crazy. But the proposal from Verducci is you eliminate the use of technology in-game, so that, no, you don't get replays in-game. Batters cannot go back to the dugout or wherever or the clubhouse and watch their last at-bat and see what they did wrong and what pitches were being thrown to them. You have to wait until after the game. I think that might put an end to this. I really do. That doesn't solve your concerns. Your concerns deal more with what do you do with the Astros. I would submit they've punished the Astros. They stand ready to punish maybe, Cora with the Red Sox and Beltran of the Mets and anybody else involved with them. I don't think the investigation is over, but I don't know that there's much more to be done with the people who've been caught so far. Go ahead.
They're stealing signs. If it's illegal, it's illegal. It's all about – it's to me, it's not about the tech. And if it's written or – if it's unwritten, A.
It's written.
If it's written – all right, there you go.
And they were warned. Teams have been warned not to use the technology.
It is not about the technology they used. It's not about the punishment they used that has been given, although a little bit of it is, in my point, is, for me, the attitude that they will absolutely do anything they can to cheat. In fact, they will cheat and go exactly against a black and white rule written in the rule book. The attitude is, as long as we think we can get away with it, we are going to do it. That attitude is what you're combating here. And you, in my opinion, you've got to make the punishment so severe that they know that it's going to hurt them and hurt bad. And, in fact, you have to have guys willing, if that happens, you've got to have guys willing to say no in the same team. Say, you ain't doing that because you're not going to bring me down with you. You've got to make that attitude unacceptable and dangerous for their careers, for their teams, for the owners, for the general managers, for the coaches, and obviously the players. Whatever punishment you dole out, that should be the end result that you're looking for, to crush the attitude that they don't enforce it well enough, we can get away with it. Even if we get caught, it's not, I'm still going to be able to play, and they're going to, the general manager and coach are gone, and, the draft picks the future for the team. That's great. There's going to be two less guys competing with me for my job kind of thing. The punishment has to be, did you see what happened to the Astros and the Red Sox? Don't mess with it. That's my opinion.
I guess my question would be, I'm asking a question. You don't think a 1-year suspension of the manager, and by the way, the manager is suspended because he didn't do anything to stop it. It was kind of a team-wide thing in the Astros, and the manager knew about it apparently, didn't like it, and disabled the monitor at least once during the 2017 season, but didn't put an end to it, and that's why he's been suspended. General manager, the same thing. But a 1-year suspension for them and subsequent dismissal by their team, loss of 2 first- and second-round draft picks, and a $5 million fine, that's not enough? Not serious enough?
Let me put it this way. I don't think that's even in the ballpark.
Well, what are you going to do?
Anybody in that locker room or in that clubhouse or in that organization who knew about it should be done.
Forever. Never play baseball.
Absolutely.
Again.
And why not? You think, listen, here's the thing. You can say, well, it's unfair. Listen, it's not about them. Who cares about them? Because as soon as they're gone, they're going to retire. They're going to play their careers. The game's going to go on. You've got to set a standard. They got to be done. There'll be more people to play baseball. There's going to be more players, but people who watch it, guys who play it, guys who are in the league, that league's going to roll on whether these guys are there or not. Who cares? Believe me, I don't care about those guys, and the league shouldn't either. The league is about the game. Those guys are, let me just put it this way and be blunt, they're disposable. They're disposable. You are talking about a game that has existed for over 120 years in our country, and at times has been a giant. And these guys are going to really basically defecate on it.
Everybody in that on the Astros.
Anybody
roster.
Yes, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Because there are indications that some players didn't like it, didn't think it was fair, didn't want to involve themselves in it. Well,
that's too bad. Sorry, because you know what? Everybody says that now. It's too late. Now you can say, well, it didn't really even help us that much. Now it's fine to say that. It didn't even work that much all the time. It was a sporadic. Our manager turned it off once in a while. You can say anything you want now. Nobody cares now. It's irrelevant now. You should have said it then, but you didn't. You're done. See, thanks for stopping by, because we're going to keep playing baseball, and we're going to do it the right way.
By the way, players are going to continue to steal signs. They're going to be on second base, stealing signs, relaying the signs to their teammates because they see it with their own eyes. I just think it's a degree of – it's gone too far with the use of the replay, and I think it's gone too far, and that's what the league is trying to shut down. And I think your solution, I guess, goes a little bit too – a lot too far. You can't ban players for
what do we lose by going too far?
What do we lose what? You lose – those players have a right to earn a living in baseball. You can't just say you can't play because your teammate used that illegal video system. How do we know that that's not all that there is involved, the two or three players, all that involved? I don't think it is, but you can't just – everybody's not guilty because their teammate was doing it, right?
If they knew about it, they are.
Well, the honor system then. Is that what you're suggesting?
No.
Well, yeah, you are. If they knew about it, didn't do anything about it, they should be dismissed, banned for life?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's too much.
They knew they were cheating and doing and winning games because they were quiet because they were winning games because of it.
No. I don't know.
And what are you – you're not risking – the league is not risking anything here. They're doing the right thing. Ban those guys. Mm. Get them out and keep them out.
I think it's too much.
Who cares?
I care.
I mean, you may.
Why
do you think
the guy never pays attention to baseball 10 months a year? All of a sudden, he's Mr. Baseball.
Altuve, you like exchange Christmas cards with that guy or what?
They have a right to play.
They waive that right when they cheated and
what if they didn't cheat
against the integrity of the whole industry?
What if they were not one of the cheaters?
Well, then don't do it then.
Oh, I thought you said the whole team. Anybody who knew about it should be.
They were. If they knew, they were cheating.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. If they knew, they were cheating. That's how the whole thing works.
There's more to be discovered about this
incident in baseball. Because they were benefiting.
There's more to be discovered about this. By the way, the extent of their benefit is not yet known either. And I don't believe they won a World Series because of that, but I know you disagree about that as well.
Neither team won a World Series. Both the consecutive two World Series winners who did it and won the World Series did not do it because they were doing something that was patently illegal.
What two World Series winners?
Red Sox?
There's no evidence yet. They may have, but there's no evidence they have.
How do they find that out?
How do they find?
Yeah, because one of the guys went, well, okay. The coach who was involved with the Astros was on the Red Sox the next year, and then they started doing it.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any evidence about that. Maybe you saw it on Twitter in a little five-second thing on Twitter.
Maybe none of this is true. Maybe it's all true. Maybe Altuve? Who's the guy that was just fired from the Mets?
Beltran.
Yeah, maybe Carlos Beltran didn't keep his shirt on because he had a vibrating buzzer that was also part of the technology.
And again, the people who've done studies
on this.
Right after
he jacked out an off-speed pitch out of the field to win the game.
The people who have studied this say there is no evidence of a buzzer, but that's okay. You can believe what you believe because you read it on Twitter. It must be true.
Well, you say some people. And we don't.
I don't say some people. I say Major League Baseball had investigations on this since 2017.
Well,
no evidence of buzzers, illegal buzzers.
Major League Baseball can say whatever they want. Who's the investigator?
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, they can say whatever they want. I quite frankly, don't believe it.
Okay. You don't have to believe it.
Right. And I do think this is a joke of a reprisal from the league over something that strikes at the very heart of the game.
Heart
of fair play. It's even outside baseball. I mean, this is what we go around and around about the Patriots and all that stuff. I mean, it strikes at the heart of the integrity of the game. And I get it, and I've said this too, the stakes are high. And these guys are talking, you're talking about major, major dollars, millions and millions of dollars collectively on that roster who are all benefiting by guys who were blatantly and brazenly cheating. So I don't know. I don't know. I think
I'm going to wait until I see
more. Guys back in the door.
Who?
The cheaters.
We'll see if they do. Maybe they don't.
They certainly have. They haven't banned them.
They've been suspended for a year. The manager and the GM.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sure that when they come back, they won't have that same attitude, right?
Part of the problem here is we're in the middle of the process of them finding out what went on, and there's more revelations that come out, and we don't really know what the punishment should be.
And also, another part of the problem here is we live in a Twitter world. So
yeah, some of us try not to live in the Twitter world.
Every outlandish theory and opinion has a voice, and as you scroll down, you see it. You see them all, and some of them just are not credible or worthy of relaying. So. Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you know, I guess that's what you should do. We should all agree at some point in the end what happened, who knew, how it helped, if we can decipher that, because certainly the guys who cheated are going to say, ah, it didn't even help us. It was stupid to even try. And the guys who lost the World Series to those teams are saying that's the absolute only reason, right, that we lost the World
Series. Did they say that?
That's the logical argument.
They didn't say that. Do you think they think that's the only reason they lost? I bet they don't.
Well, you look back and you see the guy who is right in the middle of everything jacking the winning home run.
Did you think the Dodgers think that's why we lost the 2017 World Series? That's the only reason? That's the main reason? I wonder if they do. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I haven't seen any indication that they do. All right.
Are
we disagreeing? Or
I don't know.
I agree with you. It's serious. It does strike at the heart of the game. I don't know enough to say, wipe that team out. Those guys are all done. And I certainly think that's kind of hitting it too hardly. It's too broad. Let's wait and see what happens here. Wait and see what comes out before you make a – you can't just eliminate the Houston Astros, because 2 years ago some players were using – and again, people have been stealing signs for years. They haven't done this technology because this technology is kind of new. They've taken the technology too far. You know, moving a monitor right outside the clubhouse, no, that's not cool. And I'm telling you, if you shut – as I said – as Verducci said, if you shut down access to that sort of replay, by the way, here's another issue where replay causes more problems than itself. If you shut down access to that kind of video in-game, you probably go a long way towards solving the problem.
I think that's crazy talk.
What? What's crazy?
Well, I mean...
say no more use of replay during the game. You can't. Sorry, manager, you can't use it to see if you should challenge a call. Sorry, batter, you can't go back in the dugout and see whether it was a ball or a strike you swung at. No, you got to wait till after the game. Why is that crazy?
It's about the attitude of wanting to cheat. You think that it was already illegal and they didn't care. They just did it anyway. You think saying now you can't do this and this is illegal, they're going to say, oh, yeah, okay, since you made that illegal, we're not going to try it anymore.
They'll try something else? Absolutely, they'll try something else.
Or they might try the same thing.
Not the same guys.
Why would they not try the same thing if they can get away with it?
They can't get away with it. I'm saying you eliminate the use of replay in-game. And then that solves a lot of the problem.
What if they – okay, you've eliminated replay during game. Now they still do it. Now what are you going to do if they get away with it?
I don't know. There'll be some punishment there. But you're asking me, what if they set up a new rule and they violate that rule? I don't know. What are you going to do? Ban them for life? Okay. Well, let's wait till then to crush them. No?
All right, so you're going to keep changing the rule until finally everything's legal, and then you won't have a reason to crush them.
What?
You keep changing the rules to make it, it's like, okay, that's fine. We're going to change the rule now. You can't do that. Oh, you're doing it still anyway? We're going to change the rule so you don't do that anymore.
That's not what I said at all.
That's exactly what you said.
No, it is not.
Get rid of replay until they do it again.
That's not all what I said. It's not at all what I said.
Explain it to me again. Go ahead.
We got to move on because now the argument is stupid.
I want to hear it.
What? They will change the rule and say no more use of replay in game. Okay, they'll find something else maybe. Down the road, the Astros or somebody else will find another way to bend the rules.
Said you can't take video and steal signs, and they say made that illegal. So why is making something else illegal going to change this?
Because now they will shut down video. Shut down video. You can't use any video at all during the game. It would eliminate the
access.
The video
was illegal to begin with.
No, it was not. Teams.
Yes.
They
had their own camera in center field specifically for the catcher's signals with a line directly – that's all illegal.
Here's what's illegal now. That's illegal now. What is not illegal is using video for a batter to go back in the clubhouse and say, what did he throw me on that 2-1 count? Was that a fastball or a curveball? Should I have dipped my shoulder more and hit the ball to right field instead of trying to pull it to left field? Guys do that during the game all the time. That's not illegal. I'm saying cut that out. No more use of replay
in-game.
How does
that affect this at all?
Because you cut out the use, of replay during the game, and nobody has access to any of that video, including the center field one with the signals going down. It's not that hard to think of. You don't use replay at all in game. Why is that so hard to comprehend?
It's already illegal to use the video for the reason they used it, so they can put their own camera out there again. They just hide it. That's the whole point.
Sure. They can get a spaceship up there.
No, you're missing it. There was already the camera that they used for replay. This camera was different. It was already an extra camera.
Oh, you know that? From what, Twitter? Was that the 10-second thing you found out?
That's the whole point of the whole thing. The language is – I'm telling you, the language is irrelevant of what's illegal, what's not illegal. The punishment has to be the thing that keeps them from even trying it.
They're punishing them. They're being punished.
Two guys.
Yeah.
There's 26
Maybe
guys.
More to come.
26 guys on the team.
Maybe more to come.
26 of them were cheating. We're benefiting from these two guys.
And there's a question in my mind as to how much they benefited.
Who cares?
Well, there's a question. Is that
who cares?
I care, because that indicates how serious the punishment should be. If they benefited a little bit, well, here's your punishment. Two draft picks and $5 million. If they benefit a lot, the punishment will be more seriously. And by the way, the issue is not settled yet. There could be more players. There could be more teams involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have, they might have a bad case of cancer in the league.
They might. I would submit, instead of going through Twitter and jumping on stuff, maybe we wait and see what they find out. See what comes out.
Well, they've already $5 million and a couple of draft picks and two guys.
Yeah.
Of the 26 who all of them knew. Well, all of them knew.
I don't think they're all equally guilty, and I don't think you think that either. But
they're all culpable.
I don't know. I don't know how to get the show going today. How do we start?
All right.
How do we start?
It's true. Maybe it's the way I was as a player too. Because for me, a guy like
guys never bend any rules.
That's the thing. I was a player who I needed to know the rules and how to play within them.
No bending.
So if they bent the rules and I got tossed because of that, because somebody was doing something that shouldn't have been right, and it burned me. Or at least I thought they would, right? I guess maybe it does touch a nerve with me personally, because I needed guys to play by the rules, because it was all I could do just to get on the field to play. So now you got these guys who are whatever. And back then you had guys, back then it was legal, but early in my career, you had guys shooting up steroids.
Yeah.
It was before it was even, I needed to, play my best and have them playing all within the rules, because it was a tough place to play. Somebody else doing something else, and all of a sudden I'm on the street because somebody else cheated good. Yeah, that burns me. That burns me. And there's guys on this that were,
It took a while for the NFL to catch up with the steroid cheaters.
That's right.
Some might argue they have more work to do.
The cheaters are always out ahead.
Yeah.
They're always out ahead. And, I have no problem hammering them for infractions. I have no problem with that. I don't have a problem either.
If they're guilty, hammer them.
See, yeah. I think it's almost a must. You got to make it like, don't do that. If you get busted doing that, you're in deep trouble. Because there's got to be guys who are willing to say, not with my career. So I think that has to be the atmosphere. If they, you cheat, you're out. Particularly in a level like this where it's coordinated with technological enhancements, the whole thing. I mean, it's got to be, I think you really got to take a strong stand against it.
Should you have been banned with teammates who are using steroids?
What do you mean?
Did you know of any teammates using steroids?
Everybody, it was legal.
Okay. During your entire career, it was legal.
They stopped it. No, in fact, you could tell when they stopped it because the guy's body's changed. So you
everybody,
could tell.
Everybody stopped.
Yeah, as far as I know. Okay. And then it turned into, the list, to the supplement list. And you had to find supplements that weren't on the list that you could take legally. And I think that's what they still do.
Okay.
That list is like 5 pages long now.
Okay.
And we read that. All right, we can go on about this.
Coming up in just a minute, Maddie Glab's going to join us. She's got some questions for us. She's got some interesting numbers from the Bills season, not the Astros, but the Bills season. And she's going to kind of quiz us on how much. I'm afraid of this quiz.
I think I saw a question. I haven't looked anything up. I'm just going on what I know. I think I know a couple of them.
I'm going to guess.
There's a couple. Yeah, I'm going to guess at all of them.
Maddie Glab coming up. Greg Cosell joins us at 1 to talk about the conference championship games. And a local guy, Tyler Dunn from Bleacher Report, will join us at 2 to talk again about the playoffs. And maybe we'll get into some baseball there as well. So we're just getting started. You wouldn't know it, but our show is here to talk about the Bills and the NFL. It's One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health from the Seneca Studio. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bills Live, John Murphy, Steve Castor coming to you from the Seneca Studio in Orchard Park. Maddie Glab joins us, Bills Sabres reporter for PSE here on a quiet Friday. Maddie, help us. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Baseball, cheating. Where are you on this issue? Because I don't know where Steve and I are, to be honest with you. We argue about it, and I don't know what we argue about most of the time.
I mean, cheating is not good in general. Regardless of what you're doing, you shouldn't be cheating. But I played softball most of my life, and stealing signs are a part of the game to some degree. Now, the way they were stealing signs is not okay.
I agree. I agree with everything you said. Now, I don't want to get deep into this, but the way they were stealing signs is not okay, and they've been caught, and the Astros have been punished. And how serious is the punishment? Should the punishment be? I mean, are we talking about outlawing people for life, as some have suggested?
I don't think you should outlaw people for life.
I don't either. Do you want to say something, Steve? Or you
just... No, I'll be quiet, because I disagree.
Well, give us your quick disagreement, then we'll get to
the If you want it to stop, it'll stop.
It already has stopped. That was in 2017. As far as we know, it has.
Yeah.
Do you know it has not?
That's the whole point.
Do you know it has not?
I know it would if they banned everybody who was involved.
Ban them for life.
Yeah. Okay. I get these guys. Hey, you got caught? Hey, you're going to pay the price. Well, that's the price. Sorry. So now who's going to do it? Who's the next guy that's going to get caught doing it?
They'll get caught doing something else. Yeah.
So ban them, too.
They're stretching the rules. We got to move on. Maddie, listen out what you're here for.
We're going to get the train back on the tracks, guys.
All right.
All right. The train gets back on the tracks. They're talking football.
When you cheat, you can't play with the other kids.
I'm not advocating cheating, although the people on Twitter say that I am. I'm not. You're not listening. Twitter is good for 10 seconds of analysis, and then you move on to somebody's clothes. What color is this dress? Seriously, that's what Twitter's for. Yep. But we're not here to do that. We're here to play Guess That Stat. Maddie Glab has come up with some interesting stats about the Bills and the NFL at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve and I are here to guess the stat.
Yeah.
Right? What if we cheated this? Are we banned for life from the show?
You're banned for life from playing Guess the Stat. That's for sure.
Here's the thing. I hope we have a running. Do we have a total, like a counter back there? So Murph and I go, are we
here,
in competition?
I'll use your pen.
We what? We are not timed. That's not what I asked. He asked me. No, we have a timer.
Do we
have a counter that say who's gets what right? Somebody's going to keep
track.
Somebody's back there like this. This is Murph. This is Tasker.
So we have
Murph
a
has
double
one.
Counter.
Tasker has. Okay, go.
How does this work? What do we do?
So I have 5 Bills questions and 5 questions that are related to the upcoming games this weekend. So we're going to start with some Bills questions. I'm going to give you guys a number and a little bit of context. Here's your pen.
Give me my pen, because I'm not letting Murph cheat.
So I'll give you some context, and I'll give you hints if you need some hints. So should we
Get
it
going?
We should begin. Let's commence.
Ready.
Bills ones first. Number one, the Bills averaged 49.6, or they allowed 49.6 yards less than the league average for this stat. The Bills' defense allowed 49.6 yards less than the league average for the stat.
Who's going first? I'll go first. Passing yards per game.
Okay.
Steve?
49 yards. I think that's too big a number. I think it's got total yards.
Total yards is right.
Well, total yards is right?
Yes. So the defense allowed 298.3 yards per game. The league average was 347.9 yards per game.
Awesome.
Number two, the Bills averaged 78.5% of this, which was 3.01% less than the league average.
3.01.
We can say 3%.
So the league average is
81.6.
So, yeah.
Okay. So it's
the Bills averaged.
The Bills averaged 78.5% of this.
I think I know.
Go.
Field goal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to give him a chance to agree or not agree. Right?
I disagree.
Be your guess? Did you have a guess, Murph?
No.
No.
I was.
Okay. Next one. Number
guess
three.
Guess that stat.
This player added 17.4 to this stat from last season.
I know this one.
This player added 17.4%.
Not percent. 17.4. And if I say what it is, it's going to give it away. So this player added 17.4 of
to the
this.
Number of this statistic from last year
from
to this.
Last year oh, to this.
We talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
Rushing yards. Devin Singletary.
No, I know what it is. Josh Allen's quarterback rating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Passer rating.
I don't understand these questions.
Should I word them in a better way?
No.
Okay. Okay. Murph, this one is yours. Think
You're
about,
worried about me.
Think about the answer you just gave me.
Okay.
From week 11 to week 16, one player had this number, 549.
Motor, Singletary.
Okay, what is the number?
Oh, rushing yards.
Rushing yards? I'm going to say scrimmage yards. Scrimmage yards.
Scrimmage yards.
Okay.
He says we're both right.
They're feeling bad for Murph in there. They're giving him that
Murph
one.
Gets one.
Why would they give me that one?
I don't. Because they're feeling bad for you.
Why? Why? You got the player right.
Yeah, all right. Player right. Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right, number 5. 57. This stat is a number from the entire season. 57.
At first I was going to say sacks, but I don't think that's right. It's too many.
Think this is not like a stat that would affect offense or defense.
57.
Think big picture.
I am. Hold on. 57. Oh, I do know this one. That's how many players they used on their roster during when they took live snaps.
Yep.
Ha!
Mm-hmm. Total of 57 players were used.
My family will not play Trivial Pursuit with me.
Really?
They won't.
That is the lowest number in the NFL, by the way.
And it's not because I know everything.
I don't think I will either.
Okay. So
I am such a jerk once in a while.
Steve, you've really? Got Most five. Time. Murph, you've got one.
Okay, here we go.
There's five questions left, so you can make a comeback.
Now this is the AFC-NFC
Now thing? We're going to AFC-NFC.
All right, here we go.
Okay. The number is 6. Only 2 teams had this who have won the Super Bowl. This is also big picture.
This is easy.
Like historical picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. In history.
Appearances in Super Bowl?
6.
No, the 6th seed.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yep. Who were those teams? Do we know?
Yes. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
And the New York
2005,
Giants.
2005 Steelers and the 2010 Packers.
Oh, gosh. I thought it was the Giants.
The Tennessee Titans are the 6th seed, and they have a chance to make it 3 if they get a win.
We didn't get that one.
Jerome Bettis was on that team.
Oh, I did get that one. The 6th
Willie Parker for the Steelers.
All right.
All right, number 2. 75.6. One team had this stat, which was the best of the season. What is the stat? 75.6.
I think I know, but
this
I'm not
is
sure.
This is an offensive stat.
This for the season,
stat.
Though, right?
Yes.
I don't know if it's right.
75.6% of what? I don't know.
This is on offense.
Pass completions.
No, I think it's – well, that might be right. I was thinking red zone efficiency, Titans.
Dang, you are so good.
I watch TV.
Tennessee had the best red zone offense this season. Listen to this. They've scored a touchdown on 31 of 35 red zone trips since Tannehill took over as a starter in week 7. Yeah. That's 88.6%.
Yeah, that's
and in the playoffs, they're 5 of 5. That is crazy.
They were. It's amazing how they've played with Tannehill under center, and he hasn't really done that much.
No, they're going to get smoked Sunday.
You think?
I know.
Wow. Ooh, a lot of people are picking the Titans.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it's hard not to. I mean, it's hard not to pick the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs are pretty good.
All right.
Okay, number three for the NFL questions. 12. One team has this number on big plays.
Do what I guess the team or
and
the play?
What stat?
Oh, the team and stat.
12.
Touchdowns, Packers.
Defensively or offensively? What are you talking about?
Total touchdown. Big plays, right? Offense.
Mm-hmm. You're right. But you're not right on the team.
Oh.
Oh.
Touchdowns is correct.
I'll say Baltimore. Baltimore Ravens, 12. No, I'll say it's an offensive stat.
Offensive stat. Who scores a lot of points?
Do I get another?
That's playing this weekend.
Baltimore touchdowns.
That's playing this weekend.
Okay. It's playing this weekend. Oh, gosh. Okay. It's Packers, Niners. I'll say Chiefs.
Yes.
Touchdowns over whatever yards.
Yep. So the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes has 12 touchdowns on passes of 21-plus air yards in the regular season. First in the NFL.
Wow. Well, they're digging deep for these.
He's got 59 attempts on passes that travel 21 or more air yards.
All right.
All right. Number four, 38. This player has this stat in the postseason only. And if he has one more of this, then it's the franchise record for this team.
Franchise record.
He is one away from the franchise record. He has 38 in the postseason.
Tackles. Oh, which player you need?
Which player?
And tackles isn't right.
No.
38.
Think career.
Oh, career.
Yeah.
Rodgers, 38 touchdown passes.
Yes.
Postseason, good. Yeah.
And Favre has the record with 39.
Wow.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
That's a lot of TDs. That's like, yeah, that's like San Francisco going from Joe Montana to Steve Young. Right?
It is. That's right.
That's so bad.
All right, we got one more.
All right, here we go.
If Murph gets this one, you win. I'm just kidding.
Winner takes all on this one.
Winner takes all. All right, number five. 8.97. In the last five regular season games, this player has this 8.97, which ranks second in the NFL in the last five regular season games.
Regular season games. Oh, okay.
8.97.
That's player?
This player is playing this weekend.
I will say
8.97.
I'll say Richard Sherman.
8.97, nope. Of what?
If I say what it is, it's going to give it away.
Yeah, I'll say Mahomes yards per attempt.
Yards per attempt is right.
It's not
but
Mahomes.
Think again. You want to guess?
No, I'm eliminated.
You're eliminated?
Is it
who haven't Rogers? We talked about yet? What team that's still
Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Wow, I would never
in
have
in the last
that.
Five regular season games, Jimmy G ranks second for 8.97 yards per attempt. He also ranks second in completion percentage with 69.8 and ties for second with most 25-plus yard passes with 13.
You know, somewhere there's a niche for me that I can, like, live my life and pick up these ancillary facts and then just spew them out when they're asked.
On the topic of unfair advantages, cheating, a note from our producer. Some of these are from CBS notes that Steve obtained this week.
Oh. The truth is revealed.
I gave them to you. I sent them to you, too.
Did you read them?
Obviously.
Did you read through those this morning?
Read through them. He memorized them.
You're right.
Are you kidding?
I did some of them.
I got to get ready.
You know, this is also.
You weren't going to reveal that.
The stat.
What about a lifetime banishment?
I didn't know that they were even using those. How did you get those notes?
A little birdie sent them to me.
A little Jaybird, huh?
Lifetime banishment.
Right.
And anybody who knew about that,
there's another stat. There's another stat that's in those that you didn't use. There are two quarterbacks who have won multiple games in the playoffs, and their team got to the Super Bowl. Two of them. One is Ryan Tannehill this year. Do you know who the other one is?
Multiple games.
Multiple games and thrown for less than 100 yards in those games. The quarterback.
I don't.
There's only two. Tannehill's one. The other one was Terry Bradshaw in 1974. It was unbelievable. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because you always think that, you know, Bradshaw and Lynn Swann and those guys, they had that, that their first year going to the Super Bowl, they couldn't even throw it.
Do you think he had an unfair advantage, Manny?
Maybe on the last five a little bit.
On the last five? You took it from the research that I provided.
Task's research. Yeah. Do you come up with all the stats on your own?
Yeah, no.
Late at night? No, can't sleep. You're up crunching the numbers.
No. I can't. I'm still working on how to Google things. So,
thanks, Maddie. That was great.
Maddie. That was good. That's
no
good.
Problem.
A lot of good stats. That was good. We got more to come. It's One Bills Live presented by Kalata Health from the Seneca Studio in Orchard Park on Buffalo Bills Radio. Welcome back. One Bills Live. John Murphy, Steve Tasker, the champion of the stat race there. That was good, Steve. You were quite impressive. Did a little studying before, but that's okay.
It's funny because I would rather read weird stats like that than feature stories.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. Hmm. That's weird, right?
That is weird.
And maybe why I'm good at Trivial Pursuit. I like little tidbits of factoids that stand out.
Yeah.
You know, amongst the ocean of statistics that sports churns out.
Maddie did a good job. She had some Bills
stats
and some NFL stats. Here's a call from Chuck in Clarence. Go ahead, Chuck. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the baseball cheating.
Okay, let me make sure. Can you hear?
Yeah, I had my thing
turned.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, that was a sweet irony there that, Murph, you were just accused the Tasker of cheating. But
we're just kidding.
The tester. But anyway, I wanted to make a couple of points. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I want to make a couple of points. I kind of agree with you, Murph. I don't think anything's going to be done. I think they've peaked out. There might be a few more things, but mainly I think Major League Baseball, the owners and the players, entertainers, are vested in each other's success. And I don't think they want to go too deep into the dugouts and scrape people out, although, Steve, I would love to do it. I'm a purist for baseball. And secondly, that $5 million, I don't know if you guys heard that. You probably did. That was written into the Constitution. They couldn't charge each other higher than $5 million. They weren't even going to hurt each other with the fine.
Hmm.
That was the top fine that was written in on the Constitution.
I didn't know that.
I heard it on Major League Baseball Network. And lastly, gambling. We're going to insert gambling into all sports, and if we can't deal with the cheating, that is going to be really critical.
It's a really good point. Really good point. Here comes gambling. I mean, it's right. They're knocking at the door, right, with sports gambling now in every sport, in every state, and it's going to be crazy, Steve. It's not going to be good. If they can't police this, they can't police that. If you know, you think the Patriots having a camera in the press box at Cleveland was a problem. The league did too, and they're going to be, penalized for that. But holy cow, that stuff's going to be – every week there's going to be a report of they did this, they did that. They've got I'm not talking about the Patriots. Everybody will be getting in trouble. It's not going to be fun.
Yeah. It's
That's scary. That's
It's distasteful, and it is scary. And it does make you wonder about the credibility – of the league going forward, and all these leagues going forward, if there is a hint of impropriety due to gambling odds and wagers and that kind of stuff. We had this conversation when the New Jersey, when the Supreme Court heard the New Jersey ruling, we had all these conversations about what the risks are and could be, and all the different ways that, we don't sit around thinking about, that there are professional people who really do sit around and thinking about how they can get around that and profit by it. And I think it's this, the league's unwillingness to crush it when they find it is troubling.
Yeah, I don't know if they can crush, as he said, $5 million is the maximum fine. I don't know, I'm prepared to wait and see what comes out of the baseball investigations before anybody should be crushed or banned for life. You are not prepared to do that, but that's okay. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. As I said yesterday on the show, the punishment is one thing. Do we take away titles? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. It's the message that is sent to fans of the sport that these games might not be on the up and up that I think will do the greatest damage. I think maybe I've already have done damage for these games. Certainly in some fans' minds it has.
Is there any scenario where you would say the league didn't do enough? Like what, I mean, what would they have to find? I mean, you know, I don't even know what they look for. I mean,
I'd have to think about that. What, in baseball or football?
And what we're talking about here, this sign-stealing thing, is there any – because if there's because here's the attitude that we're finding, the people we talk to here live in the control room and some of the callers, maybe you and me too, the sign-stealing's been done. It's kind of – you know, even Maddie said, hey, we steal signs in softball. You know, everybody does.
Yes.
So if it's that attitude, and this is just up from that, you know, okay, when does that change? And what happens and how bad does it have to be in this instance? Would there ever be anything serious enough?
And as I said the other day, there's always been sign stealing, and this is an escalation of that using technology, which is why I think the proposal to not allow them to use real-time video technology during the game for any purpose might nip this in the bud. It might. It might. Now, will there be something else? Probably will be someday, you know, and maybe sooner rather than later. They'll find another way to get around the rules to push the envelope a little bit.
So this is, from what I'm hearing in commentary and stuff on around the media all over, the way they used to do this was if they caught you stealing signs or whatever, because it used to be unwritten and nobody did it. Now everybody's kind of like, okay, you gotta do. It used to be that's where brushback pitches happen. Hmm. You're stealing signs, you're going to get thrown at, right? And they'd police it themselves, like hockey. If you're going to do that to our goalie, we're going to fight. You know, that kind of thing. So the players kind of took it over, but they kind of moved away from that. And now that, you know, what are you talking about? Everybody's kind of doing it, so they don't want to come down too hard on it. What should the league do?
I don't know.
I mean, how
– How much of an impact did it have on the outcome of games?
And what would happen –
I think that's in question.
Well, you'll never know that, you know. I mean, and what if anything, could happen out of this that would cause you to say, wow, they should have really gone hard on it? Is there anything really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have these answers, Steve. All right, we got a break here, and when we return, we're going to escape the cheating issues for a few minutes anyway. Greg Cosell from NFL Matchup on ESPN will join us to talk about this weekend's games. That's coming up when we return. One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health, from the Seneca Studio in Orchard Park on Buffalo Bills Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.